This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Andy, we frequent this coffee shop outside Joy quite regularly.
Yes.
I won't call its name because I don't know its name.
Well, you don't drink coffee.
I don't. I'm not a fan of it. There's bean juice.
Bean juice.
Yeah. Bean water.
You drink tea, that's leaf juice.
Yeah, but at least it's a bit herbal, you know what I mean? It's like a bit healthy.
It's a bit posh. Okay.
Yeah, everyone drinks bean water. I think it needs to stop. Anywho, we go to this place and there's not really any reward system for us. You know what I mean? Like we walk in and the food's, I don't like the bread there, first and foremost. You like your eggs on toast there, it's good.
Yeah.
But it's pricey. Yeah. And sometimes I just feel a bit underappreciated. And so I was Googling just coffee shops around Melbourne and an article came up, which is kind of by coincidence, but it was a really funny article.
What's
it was
happening?
This dude in Melbourne. So he goes to his local coffee shop, no reward system, no reward card, no like stamp a coffee card, and then you get a free coffee at the end of the month.
Ugh.
And he wanted that because he's like there daily almost, right? And so he decided one day he's just going to walk into the store and he stuck up a sign, a printed out piece of paper with his face on it, declaring himself the customer of the week for outstanding purchasing of coffee within the store. And he thought, you know, genius, yeah. Hilarious. The people that there, they thought it was funny, right?
Of course. Self-appointed.
Goes back the next day. And to his shock, horror, another customer came through named Harriet and presented the cafe with a framed photo of herself titled Customer of the Week, in brackets, every week.
Okay.
Every one week. Upped him.
Yep.
One upped him out the gate. So then Fraser
two
fires.
Or three up. Yep.
He fires back. This is a beautifully framed, this is like a Kmart frame she got, by the way.
Oh, beautiful.
So Fraser fires back and he did pretty well. He bought a certificate in a meter by meter gold frame. Not made of actual gold, but a big meter. Harriet wasn't done there. So Harriet fires back. There's a projector in the cafe and she gets her certificate projected on an entire wall. You'd think that'd be the coup de grace, right?
Yes, at that stage, yeah, I think.
You think game over.
Done with it.
Fraser didn't accept defeat. So what he decides to do is he goes home and he goes online and he gets T-shirts printed of his certificate on a T-shirt to give to the employees there to wear as a uniform. And he also gets his own rewards cards. And the reward card says, on the 8th coffee, you can then give Fraser a coffee.
It's brilliant.
You'd think, Andy, you'd think.
Oh, no.
That's
Harriet.
That's the end of it.
Come on, Harriet. You've got to close this out for me.
I thought Harriet's like, he's now invested money into this, like real money.
Oh, Fraser.
Harriet gets a keep cup with the name of the store on the keep cup tattooed on herself.
What?
She gets a tattoo of the store.
Yes, on a keep cup on her...
on her rib cage.
So not even, she didn't even just buy the keep cup first, she... just got the,
she's got the
cup that didn't even exist yet tattooed.
She got it tattooed
on
her body.
That's,
and that was the end of the one-upmanship.
And now do they stamp her tattoo every time she buys a coffee and gets the 10th one for free?
I still don't think there's a reward system in place, to be honest. Now, I know that you're a thinker. That's one of your best
qualities. I've
come
up with some ideas this morning, yeah. I've trademarked a few.
What's an Andy loyalty card scheme?
Well, I have problems with the current loyalty scheme that most coffee shops use. So most coffee shops give you the buy 9, get the 10th free or something like, you know, buy a number of coffees and get one free.
A perfectly adequate system.
Well, no, I don't find it adequate at all. First of all, I don't like carrying the card around, I think. And some coffee shops get around that by making you put your name on it and you put in a little box on the desk, so you leave your card at the coffee shop. So that one's ticked off.
It just sounds like you got to search through all those cards, though.
No, they're in alphabetical. It's a system. Don't worry. It's sorted.
A system I want to be a part of. Go on.
but the issue I have is I buy a lot of coffees. I probably buy 3 or 4 a day. That gets messy on your credit card statement.
It gets messy in the toilet as well. What do you mean 3 or 4 a day?
As I said, I work a lot of jobs. I need to be perky and
That's why I'm napping 3 to 4 times a day because I'm
probably
having 3 to 4 coffees.
Yeah, so I don't like these microtransactions on my card because every time it goes through at $4, it messes up your credit card statement, makes it hard to balance. I don't find it really loyalty because I can back out at any time. I can buy 6 and never go back. How is that loyalty? So I think the way it should work is you prepay for 9 coffees and get a card. So it's one transaction. They don't have to ask for my payment again for 10 more visits. And every time they provide a coffee, they just clip off a thing on my card, or they stamp the card.
You know what the best part about these reward cards are?
What's that?
Is if you find on eBay what the hole punch or the stamp is, you can go home and buy
you
it.
Cheat the system.
You can cheat the system.
Well, that's where my idea comes in as well. For the store owner, there's no reason for me to go and punch extra holes because that means I'm losing money. So for the store owner...
Well, yeah, you're losing money with your system.
Yeah.
You're a tattletale. You're ruining it for the rest of us. This isn't a good system. I give you this outlet.
I want things to be good for the store as well.
That's the nerdiest thing. It's like kids in classes that remind the teacher that there's homework due when everyone else has forgotten about it. You're that kid.
The stores will pay money for this.
You're that kid.
The cafes will pay money.
Oh! I've been away recently, Andy.
Yes.
I've been in Cairns.
Everyone's been away.
It's been beautiful because I was questioning, like, Dad moved to Cairns and I was really excited for him, but I thought, it's so far away from everything. How will it be? How will he go being up there retired, living his best life? Like, will it be his best life? Turns out it was.
How is DJ Papa D?
DJ Papa D is doing, he's the same old guy, but beautiful, beautiful weather up there. He's got a lovely house. His puppy's enjoying it. Cairns is awesome. It's just sunny. It's winter there right now.
Yeah.
28 degrees and sunny.
I've never been.
You should go.
I should.
I recommend it highly. I came back to Melbourne, and yesterday, you know what I did? I just sat in bed all day because I was so sad being back here. I was miserable because it was just cold. Anywho,
yeah.
I thought Dad being in a new state, hours away from home, he'd be a changed man. There'd be a whole new dynamic. Just a couple of boys would just be hanging out, chilling as adults, you know? Not the case. No, not even like a little bit.
Was he
case.
Saying, Mikey, why are you no find of the girl?
Let's leave that to Tom.
I can be Papa D.
You can be Papa D's voice. Yeah. Kind of. I mean, it's slightly. That's more mum shtick of pestering me for being single.
Right.
But, yeah, it was the same naggy parenting vibe. So one night, though, it was on the similar vein of why aren't you finding a girl? We're heading out for dinner, and we finally decide on this pizza place. And as we head in, like, three people approach us and they ask us, how can I help you, la, 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 until one waitress finally finds us a place to sit. I want to preface this by saying my dad is single and he's a flirty gent,
mm-hmm.
and I'm single and I'm the complete opposite. I'm
You're
useless.
A shy little
yeah,
man.
Like, I'm really bad at establishing my desire for another person.
Yep.
I'm just not good at it. Dad, on the other hand, is... And he quickly decided that that the waitress was a suitable candidate for me, and then he should flirt with her for me.
Oh, nice!
And it was just felt wrong. It was
wow.
Just. Have you ever had that happen to you?
I have not. No.
No, like, oh, here's Andy. Here's my friend. Here's a piece of meat. Go for it.
No, I don't think so. No.
Nada.
No. It sounds. Yeah, it sounds awkward and weird.
Awkward and weird, right? Yeah, that's exactly how when I tell the story again and again to people, they're like, that's a weird thing.
Yeah.
What's worse, besides that I had to go through that, was that it worked. Dad's flirting worked for me.
There you go.
I ended up becoming great friends with the waitress, Nikita, and I got her Instagram that night, and we hung out, and I went to a bar with her friends. Magical. I ended up making a friend for the entire Cairns trip. My dad flirting with somebody worked out for the better.
Well, This makes sense. I mean...
How does that make sense? Well, it's so weird.
It's because nobody wants to do anything themselves these days. Like, we've got Uber Eats. We've got all these services doing stuff for us.
Yeah.
Maybe we need something like
an Uber chat.
Uber flirts.
Or is it someone like... So you could outsource your flirting to someone else. Like, you give them your Tinder account and they just go for it.
We're outsourcing everything these days. Why not dating, flirting? And
that's
then
brilliant.
You just have the handover at the end. Like, you know, here you go. Here's Mikey. He's ready for you.
That's brilliant.
It's all done.
What would you call it? Uber Flirts?
Uber Flirts.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Like, I'm useless at texting people on Tinder.
How would this work?
Well, I reckon I wouldn't give them my Tinder account because then they could just go rogue. But you could just send screenshots of your conversation back and forth to the person, to your Uber Flirts advisor.
Yeah.
Cool. And you go back and forth and they just send you the messages. And I think you'd have to pay more if you would be picky and be like, oh, I don't know if that works with my personality.
Yeah.
I think like that.
Well, you need to do a profile. You need to do an Uber Flirts profile for... It's like a dating profile, but it's for your conduit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they just go for it. Because there's so many dudes like my dad in the world that are just geniuses at this. They would be so help. Andy.
This will be DJ Papa D's new business venture.
Yeah, to keep him entertained in Cairns. Oh, my God. This is going to be a thing. We've got Netflix. We've got, like, Blockbuster's dead. And then what else has died recently? Like, all the... Like, clothing stores are dying because online shopping's a thing.
Toys R Us, yeah.
Toys R Us is gone.
All gone.
Soon enough, flirting with somebody by yourself is going to be gone.
Yeah, why flirt yourself when there's professionals out there?
Like, I'm shocking at it. I get, like, 3 messages into the Tinder chat, and it's game over.
Let's do this.
Andy. Yeah. Like,
don't put this to air.
This is ours. 0427-569-949. That's 0427-569-949. Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Would you use Uber Flirts?
Of course I would. It's brilliant.
I'm going to talk to Chris Hills. Chris Hills coming in about it. That's going to be my spiel. I'm shocked. This is genius. Am I allowed to be on the ground floor of this before we continue?
Sure.
Am I like a stakeholder?
Yeah. How much you got? Invest.
I want to know what share I get first. Am I 50%? Am I 30%? Is this like a Marvel and Sony thing where I get 5%, you get 95%?
Don't go there. That's...
Just use him as the poster boy for the app logo.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to charge $1,000 by the hour. Anywho.
If anyone needs help, it's this guy.
Exhibit A.
I'm not going to go there. We're talking about how these days we outsource everything, you know, and we're thinking, would people outsource their flirting on Tinder apps, on like the social medias? Would we have like an Uber Flirts type thing?
Would you use it? Crazy thing. I don't know. I mean, like, for me personally, I think I'd read what someone else has written and gone, nah, stuff that, and write my own thing anyway. But that said, there's definitely a big need, because how many times have you had a friend of yours or someone like that go, does this sound right? And you just look at it and you go, well, I don't want to tell you that's shit, but what you've written there is not what you should be saying.
It's stupid, yeah. I'm useless at Tindering, like really useless. I've never... ever had a Tinder date. Not from the
You've never had a Tinder date.
Yeah, I've tried, but I get ghosted just on the frequent, because I'm not interesting enough in person. Yeah, I got a personality.
You're interesting enough.
I don't know, texting, I just can't convey that I'm a normal human being with an okay personality. I can't convey it. I think
we were not, as humans, designed to communicate through text message, right? And I think this applies to a good 90% of the population. Mm-hmm. We suck at it.
Amen.
It's filled with typos, misconveyed messages, mixed messages, innuendo where there shouldn't be, or missed innuendo where there should be. Yeah. It's like, it's just a giant mess. And you go on Tinder and people just write whatever they think they should without actually realizing that they're not the ones reading it at the other end. So I think people don't quite understand that, because it makes sense in their head. It's not going to make sense to somebody else.
Chris Hills, what you've just said is what would be a perfect ambassadorship. I think we should offer him a spot. How would you feel about being a number one spokesperson?
I'd say that journalism degree is starting to come in handy.
So true, though, because so much of our communication is body language and physical, especially flirting. Like, you need the physical... signs there. And
I'm a goofy guy with my shoulders.
That's
I need to gesticulate.
You need to flaunt that.
How do you gesticulate with a damn emoji? I'm not going to use the flex emoji to gesticulate that I'm excited.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's where animojis come in. So now you can be a little cute animal doing your flirty thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be on the ground floor, 0427-569-949, tell us, do you want to be on the ground floor of Uber Flirts? We need to get rid of the Uber part of it, because that's definitely copyrighted.
Yeah, we can't use it.
Andy Flirts.
Andy Flirts. Andy Flirts.
That's so terrible.
Because you're on the ground floor. If you're listening right now, you're part of it.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.